Good evening on this Thursday. Almost late in the evening. Welcome to Sexual Passion. This is your host, the one and only Red Falcon. And tonight we're going to be talking some good shit. Yeah. This is adult only content, 18 and over. And it is sponsored by Anchor.fm. So check out for easy and free podcasting. And we're going to be talking about bisexuals. How often do you know someone who is bisexual? Do you know their bi language? Do you know the way they think? Have they tried the same sex experience? Let's just say there's bisexuality in all of us. We have to feel the flow about bisexuality. Now, it's a real thing that happens. Just like normal. Men, have you experimented with the same sex with a man? Women, have you experimented with the same sex with a woman? Have you ever tried certain passionate, and do you date? Well, some people that are bi date same sex. Some other genders know about it, and they're okay with it. Some are, some ain't, depending on the person's history. Now, I can understand some of you think, oh, they might cheat because they're bi. Not all of them do that. No. They do their own fucking thing, okay? They can be who they want to be with, and bisexuality is real. We don't want to erase it. It's been around for God knows when, generations, since the beginning of time. But a lot of people just think about, oh, why should we ever date someone who's bi? Or, yeah, I like to experiment with bisexual people. You don't have three ways and stuff. Come on. You can't always assure they can always be down for that kind of thing. Never happens. And it is pretty much hot. It is so hot tonight. It's like 78 degrees. But I'm okay with that. So other than that, what are your thoughts about it? Would you ever date someone who's bi? Women, let's just say women. Would you ever date a bi man? And I've got some online, some like 85% says yes, and the other says no. It's kind of weird, you know? That's their point, you know? 85% women do say yes. And, you know, 15% say no. But come on. Give bi guys a chance. They're not that bad. I mean, you can learn a lot from bi men. You can learn a lot from them. They can show feminine side or passionate side or, you know, a soft side. Women, okay, that's the only thing about it. You have to decide if you're into that. If you're not, that's okay. Have a long talk. Just give them advice or let them know what can you do if you ever want to date one. For the men who would date bi women, would you ever date bi women? 95 says yes, and 5% said no. Yeah, this is a list that goes along with the poll on. And a lot of straight men are into bi women. No, that's the thing about it, but you know, men are not all dogs. Just want to do something fun with or try new things. But not all bi women always do three ways. So keep that in mind. If they say no to three ways, don't force it. Now, there are some gay men that do date bi men. There are some lesbian women that date bi women. But you know, that's the thing about life, you know, you have to experiment or you have to learn from their culture. But I don't always want to be like, oh, I always want to do something, experiment with three ways with a bi person. No, that's their choice. That's not up to you. So you need to give them space, you need to give them time. Plus, give them a chance. Not to be, you know, biphobic or anything, you know. Be kind to them. Try to look out for them. And don't fuck around and do something to piss them off. Now, usually I don't usually talk about certain things. And I usually talk about dirty shit, but right now I'm not. Because I've been hearing a complaint lately that women don't barely even think about dating black men because they always say, oh, he's probably gay and shit. He's really just saying that just to hide his masculinity. No. No, that's not the point. I mean, there are bi men out there that are into men and women. Gay men are only into men. And women are dating. Who's bi date men and women is only into women. That's vice versa. See, you're pointing things and labeling them, and that's not fair. You gotta give people a chance that are into that. Now, see, I respect the LGBT community. I got nothing against anyone of sexual orientation. I respect them. This is why I'm doing this show. I talk about the dirty needy, and I talk about the hard facts. So I'm going to tell all you to leave bi people alone and stop disrespecting them. It's not fucking right. Let them be who they are. If gay and lesbian people can be who they want to be with, let bi people be who they want to be with. Let them date whoever they want. Let them talk to whoever they want, men or women. And you know, that's the point. We don't give people a chance, but now we should. In this whole pandemic right now, we can't do anything right now. But if you want to talk to them online, I think it'd be a good thing to do. Just get to know someone. Don't judge them. Be kind to them. Talk to them. Get to know this person. It'd be better that way. It will help people in the future. And it also can make a good friend or more. So, that's a little bit. I'm cutting this episode short. I promise I will try to do more with these episodes in the next coming days. Probably tomorrow or the next few days. I've been on a short, long, but short kind of day. It's been kind of difficult. I just lost a friend. And right now, I'm just not where I am right now, but I'm trying to get through it. But other than that, I will get back with you on the next episode. So I will hear from you next time. But maybe I'll do part two for this, because right now it's a little complicated. Just losing a friend. But please be kind to bisexual people. Don't hate on them. Don't badger them. Don't point out their mistakes or anything. Just be a friend to them. If you want to be more than friends, that's your choice. Who cares what people think? Stand your ground. Stand up for yourself and the other person you're dating. But I will end this episode. So I will see you next time on my podcast of Sexual Passion.